from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I got to tell you.
Yep.
Just hearing that at, what time is it here? 11 a.m.?
A little after, yeah.
11:04 on a game day. Still no Tiger starter. Now, like, the absurdity of what they're trying to pull off at the end of the year here, it's pretty crazy.
They've been doing it for weeks.
I know.
They've been doing this for weeks. They have two legitimate starters right now in the rotation.
Yep.
And then it's, I don't know.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight? Sure.
You know, I mean, you know, Maeda should pitch some innings at some point. We've got, I don't know, a couple other guys. Salmons.
Yeah.
I don't know. Herter. Who?
Yeah.
These guys. Cobble it together somehow. And 3 out of 5 starts, they cobble.
They cobble their asses off. At some point, I feel like I'm going to flip a game on and I'm going to go, is that Joey Wentz? Like,
yes.
I fully expect.
That's exactly what happens. Bo Brisky starts or finishes games.
Yeah.
Like, what? Tyler Holton starts or finishes games.
It's not
right. Or somewhere in between. I'm sure there's rhyme and reason to it that only A.J. Hinch and maybe Will Brinson understand. But it's crazy.
The Hinch model.
The Hinch model, yeah. That's why I made A.J. Hinch my champ of the week. It's like, good God. What he's been able to do, and it's not just him. You know, the pitchers have a large say in it.
Yeah, the pitchers are doing it, too.
Yeah, and Fetter and all this. All these guys working together to try to figure it out. Like, hey, guys, it's going to be a struggle here until we get some arms back. And, you know, it's another 12 days or whatever it is before Casey Mize can come back to the team. And don't know if Reese Olson's going to, you know, make a start or two at the end of the season. And it's oh, by the way, keep an eye on Tarek Skubal to make sure that he doesn't go crazy with the innings, because you don't want to have to shut him down. And this guy's having a Cy Young year.
Yep. It's crazy.
What happens if they have to shut him down? Then now what do you do? I mean, it's crazy. It's really crazy.
Cobble.
Yeah.
Like, he must sometimes look at, I got to find 9 innings out of this again tonight.
What do we do here?
We'll continue to monitor our Tigers and talk about them a little bit later on. Okay, I want to bring this up.
Okay.
Because it came up again yesterday in the course of natural discussion. Kang's undying devotion for Sione Vaki.
The truth.
As he calls him, the truth. Kang, you are fully committed to Sione Vaki. Maybe not this year. But you think this is going to be one of the real gems, one of the versatile weapons that that can help this team moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I do think he plays a role at some point during this year to help them win a game or two. But his, like, you know, full-time role won't kick in until after this year.
And it's running back, it's special teams, it's pass catcher, whether it be out of the backfield or lined up in the slot, it's maybe some defense. It's, you know, this is a guy who played both ways at the University of Utah and I guess worked out at 4 different positions when the Lions went out to see him.
Yeah, Brad Holmes was blown away by it. He'd never seen someone do this at a workout before. And not just work out in like four different positions, pretty much do well at four different positions in the workout. And you talk about him playing two ways in college. He really only played one way and then like got a game to start at running back in the middle of the year, right? And did great against USC.
And then followed it up by basically becoming a pass catcher.
Yeah.
The next game.
It's to me, it blows my mind how natural it was of a transition for him. And just lets me know this guy, like you said, he's the truth, man. You put the ball in his hands and instincts take over. And I think the more reps he gets, just the better he's going to be.
I think we've seen a lot out of him in the preseason to be excited, and some of us more excited than most. But he's
like, who
is he getting? I mean, look, I'm not even trying to make fun of it because it's like I've been amazed by it as well, and I'm wondering if David Montgomery is this the last year of his contract? Did he sign a 2-year deal with the Lions?
I'll have to look
when
that
he
up.
Came here. But is this just part of the master plan that when Montgomery's contract comes up, or maybe we sign Montgomery to another to a 1-year extension or something like that, that Vaki is the guy that'll be the heir apparent. Then we'll soon see, in a couple of years, it'll be Vaki and Gibbs in the backfield.
Well, that would imply that he's doing really, really well. Because, and certainly, Kang, I don't mean to doubt your dude, but if he's on a trajectory to be David Montgomery and to fulfill that role, probably not. He would probably be the two behind Jahmyr Gibbs. Because right now, it feels like they have one and 1A. They're different style backs. I think if you have a Sione Vaki with Jahmyr Gibbs, it's probably a 1 and a 2. You know what I mean? I mean, are you projecting him, Kang? Do you think he can be that? Do you think he can be a 1 and a 1A?
I think, I think he's the type of back that can, it's a 3-down type back. We're already seeing right now in the preseason he can catch the ball, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. He had, I think, 11 total receptions in college. He had 4 the last preseason game with the Lions, and he looks good doing it. Montgomery's a great back. He's great in goal line, short yardage. He also can bust one out if need be, like he did last year. He signed to a 3-year deal, so he's got 2 years left. Montgomery does. Vaki, though, I think is, like I said, a part of the future. And I didn't love the signing or the draft at first because, why are you drafting a guy at running back when he's never played running back, really? But I see the vision, and I see what Brad Holmes, sees potentially in Vaki. And, I think he's that type of back, Doug, that it could be the future is Vaki and Gibbs.
Okay, Kang, given your public devotion to Sione Vaki and Gator, I'm letting you be the arbiter here on this
one.
Is this getting to Jack Campbell and my feelings towards Jack Campbell? Is it getting to that level?
I mean, it's on the rise there. It's not at that level, but I mean, that's a whole other level, Doug. What your feelings for Jack Campbell are?
Okay, I wasn't thinking that he was at that level. I do want to add,
it's getting there though. Just so people understand, when King talks about how he only had the 11 catches last year, so when he got to play offense and did that against Cal, he carried the ball 15 times for 158 yards and a couple of touchdowns, and he had 1 reception. The following week against Southern California, he carried it 9 times for 68 yards and then caught 5 passes for 149 yards and 2 touchdowns. Like, talk about 2 games back-to-back. That's incredible.
Those were his first – were those his first 2 games on offense?
Basically. I mean, he had carried the ball once against Oregon State the week prior to the Cal game for 6 yards.
Yeah,
but it had not registered an attempt prior to that. And then after that, he only carried it 11, 12, and 5, 17 times after the Southern Cal game, and that's 17 times in 5 games. And after that, as far as receptions were concerned, when I mentioned he had the 5 for 149 against USC, he only caught 5 passes in the next 5 games, and 4 of them were in 1 game for 67.
But he went from not playing much offense at all to being the featured weapon
for 2 weeks in a row, and then not really being an offensive guy after that.
Could you imagine in the middle of this season if suddenly Michigan State's offense featured Dylan Tatum?
I mean, that's what it is, right?
Or Michigan's offense. I mean, I guess Will Johnson, but featured Will Johnson, and he's obviously pretty talented. But it's suddenly grabbing a guy from defense, saying, you're going to be our featured guy on offense for a couple weeks. I think Michigan fans would love the idea of Will Johnson being the featured guy on offense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Couple weeks.
Well,
but that feels like it'd be more of a Woodson role.
You got like a Terrell Dortch thing, right?
Yeah, you kind of got to be
way around, I guess, running back
bigger and you know, be able to be a running back and to do it. You know, for Michigan, I guess it would be like Quentin Johnson or Makari Page, one of their rocked up safeties, being a featured running back and giving them all the carries. But it's just crazy what he did last year. 248-539-9797. All right, we're going to ask you. All right, so I've got my undying devotion and belief that Jack Campbell is going to be a star. And I think in the middle of that defense, and I think as early as, I mean, this year, he had a really good year last year. Kang, fully on board with Sione Vaki. Fully on board. Who's your guy that isn't a star yet, but you're convinced is going to be a star? And I guess we won't just limit it to the Lions. We can include Michigan or Michigan State if you want to throw a player in there, fans. Not a star yet, but you're convinced they're going to be a star. In fact, let's keep it in. Let's throw in Eastern, Western, and Central. Oh, wow. For those that are fans of those schools. Wow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.